Good morning. It's Classic Hits 4CA, a really special place coming up in just over a week's time. It's Friday the 12th of August. It's a play by a guy called Ted Swindley. It's called Always Patsy Cline, a story about one of the most enigmatic and influential women when it comes to country music, especially for her time and her era. She was so cutting edge, but she had a really special relationship with one of her fans as well. Joining me online this morning to talk a little bit more about Always Patsy Cline, it's Mandy Lodge. Good morning, Mandy. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Murray.
Hey, look, nice to have you along. She really is such a legend. Some of the things that she did, particularly for country music, which was such a male-dominated sphere, especially in the, you know, the late 50s, early 60s, anything that has got anything to do with Patsy Cline is really so fertile in so many ways.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. She's a bit of a legend, isn't she, in the country music scene?
She had one broken marriage, then she got married a second time. At the ripe old age of 30, she was sadly killed in a plane crash. Now, this story that you're telling on stage, Friday, August 12th, is based on the true story about the relationship that Patsy had with a fan. You play the fan. Tell me a little bit more about the relationship between the two of them.
Well, I play Louise Seeger, who ultimately becomes a pen pal of Patsy Cline during her very short life, unfortunately. And she's a big, big fan, always listening to the radio and ringing in requests to hear Patsy Cline. And then she finds out she's coming to town, so she goes to the Honky Tonk to see Patsy Cline perform. And they strike up a friendship there and start chatting about their husband problems and children and everything else, and form this fantastic friendship that endured quite a few years, and the telephone calls and letters. Beautiful story. So they both had small children and failed marriages, as you've pointed out, and so they had a lot in common, you know, other than the stardom side of it. So
that's a real tribute to her, you know, Patsy, at the peak of her stardom, to have the time to basically talk to the fans. Because, I mean, sometimes when you get to that echelon of height of success, sometimes I think some of the stars tend to leave the everyday people behind.
That's so true, Murray, they do. But, Patsy Cline seemed to have that family feel, and I think she brought that out in her music as well, and, you know, that warmth towards other people. So, and I think that's what you glean from this play itself, is that warmth that they both had for each other.
And tell me a little bit more about your background as well, Mandy.
I'm originally from England, and I've been in Australia for about 16 years, and I've worked on quite a few of Hit Productions theatre tours. Menopause, the musical in concert. I did a one-woman play just the other year called Just the Ticket. So I've done quite a few little tours around.
I'm trying to pick that accent. You must be from the north of England, are you?
I am, Murray. I'm from Yorkshire.
Yeah. You are a Yorkshire girl. Oh, dearie me, I can tell it there. I remember being called a mealy-faced twat by a girl from Yorkshire once, and I thought she was being very complimentary. We won't discuss what that actually means any further. We'll leave it at that.
Just leave that one, yeah.
Now, this relationship is something very, very special. What's one of the highlights for you and what you guys actually, you know, what you actually produce on stage?
Like I said, I think it's that warmth. I mean, she's absolutely, Louise is blown away by Patsy Cline. I mean, she's a big star to her.
Yeah.
But to strike up this friendship and for her to come back to her house and they sit around the kitchen table and they just pour their hearts out to one another, and it's such a beautiful, it brings joy. I think it's a joyful play because, you would never expect that to happen with such a big star, musical star back then. And it just makes it real. Just two girlfriends having a good chin wag around the table.
And look, I guess it's the type of thing that can be transposed into the modern age, full stop, even though this happened many years ago. I guess that friendship and connection between, you know, women that have some difficulties, challenges in their life could be transposed to today as well.
Exactly. I think that's why, you know, a lot of ladies sort of relate to this. A lot of people will relate to it because it's just like, you know, she's human. She's a human being. She's not just a big star. She's actually, you know, got personal stories to tell. So I think that's what this play is putting across. It's beautiful.
Your co-star, Courtney Conway, I think she'll be on the program in the next couple of days. But it sounds like a wonderful play, something really heartfelt and really special and genuine. It's called Always Patsy Cline, Friday the 12th of August. It's actually a play by a guy called Ted Swindley. They're at Tank 5. Mandy Lodge, thank you so much for your time this morning. It's been wonderful to talk to you, and we're looking forward to seeing you live on stage next Friday night for Always Patsy Cline.
Thank you, Murray.
Classic Hits 846 4CA 100% Cairns.